Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, all saints from the branch churches and the local sanctuaries, GCN viewers, and all children of God who attend the worship online, this is the 58th lecture on Genesis. Genesis chapter 2, 15 says that the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to cultivate it and keep it. God the Father formed the first man, Adam, from the dust of the ground, the earth, and he breathed the breath of life into his nostrils. God led him into the Garden of Eden to live there. As God the Trinity taught Adam the knowledge of a spirit, Adam came to have a great wisdom as he used to the knowledge. Since Adam had no sin in those days, he had in a spiritual sense tremendous authority of a light as well. Adam conquered and ruled over the Garden of Eden in the first heaven with his spiritual power and wisdom. The period of time Adam lived in the Garden of Eden was too long for us to imagine. Adam actually lived in the Garden of Eden for countless years, growing and multiplying. He frequently traveled to the earth as well. During such a long period of time, many things took place, and some of them had something to do with the earth. One of them was the dinosaur incident that I explained in the last few lectures. The dinosaur's fossils are found throughout the whole world, but somehow they suddenly became extinct. Scientists invested long years in study, but they failed to find the correct cause of their extinction. There have been many proposals, but there's none to satisfy all conditions. According to the Word of God, however, we can get the answers so easily. That's what I've explained over the last few lectures. Now, can you recall the reason why dinosaurs were driven out to the earth from the Garden of Eden? It was because they tried to eat from the forbidden tree of the knowledge of the good and evil. The central area of the Garden of Eden, where the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is located, is the restricted area. It was guarded by a cherub. One day, Adam traveled to the earth on the ground scale, and he even took the cherubim that were guarding this restricted area. Dinosaurs didn't miss this opportunity. They advanced to eat the banned fruits, but then they were punished by God. By the way, what was the reason Adam took all the cherubim to the earth? I told you that it was to find a location where he could build a structure as a symbol of his authority and dignity. Due to the dinosaurs incident, however, Adam's plan had to be canceled. All the dinosaurs were driven out to the earth, and they were destroyed after only 40 days. The earth, which had been polluted and destroyed by the dinosaurs, was soon restored to its original states and regained stability. After the passage of the many long years, Adam put his previous plan into action again. By the way, there was a change in Adam's mind. But his purpose changed, as he planned to construct a building to please God the Father. Until then, Adam only received from God. He took it for granted to receive from God, but he had now changed it. He came to have a heart of giving thanks to God and of giving something to God. Of course, as we are cultivated on this earth, our thanksgiving and Adam's thanksgivings are completely different. It was before Adam received the human cultivation. It cannot be compared with the heart of the things which one can give during the cultivation process or after the cultivation. As Adam watched the dinosaur incident, though, he came to have a faint sense of the giving thanks to God. Say there's a family, grandfather, father, and son, three generations living together. The highest in rank is grandfather. Moreover, everything is in the family belongs to this grandfather. Now, suppose the grandson caused his grandfather to burst into anger. Then father of the grandson would try to smooth the hurt of the grandfather who was his father and the head of the family. It was because his father's hurt was hurt because of his son. Adam's situation was just like this father's situation. The dinosaurs that God gave to Adam rebelled against God and they were driven out the earth. However, the dinosaurs didn't repent, but rather became violent and finally they were judged and became extinct. Adam, who was watching this, felt a pang in his heart. So he wanted to please God by the whatever means he could. He gave up the desire to show off his own power and majesty and began to feel the need to making things worthy of the God's eyes. He also wanted to put meaning into this so that it could symbolize God the Trinity. The structures that Adam built with this intent still exist on the earth. What are they and where are they? They are great pyramids near the Nile River, which was Adam's favorite place to visit on earth. So far, more than 80 pyramids have been discovered near the Nile. However, Adam didn't build all of them. Only the three pyramids at Giza were that Adam's built. The rest were built by the later generations after singing it. Pyramids are found not only in Egypt, but also in Asia and the Americas. A few examples are ones in Xi'an of China and Mexico of Central America. The fact that similar shapes of the pyramids are found in places which are far from each other proves that human cultivation, human civilization had a common starting point. I may be able to explain about this in greater detail in the future. Please remember that the pyramids that I'm talking about refer only to three greater pyramids at Giza in Egypt. Please also remember that it's only these three pyramids that Adam built. Those of you who are listening to these lectures for the first time tonight may have some questions and doubts. You may remember that pyramids in Egypt are believed to be a tomb of the kings of ancient Egypt. There are, of course, some pyramids in Egypt were built as tombs for kings. Not a single trace was found in the great pyramids of Giza, and its neighboring two pyramids to imply these pyramids were tombs. Inside the great pyramids was found the corpses, but nothing was in the corpse. People consider this great pyramid one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. The term wonders here refers to the things that are amazing and unimaginable to human beings. Many scientists have studied the great pyramids, but there are many things they haven't figured out yet. It has been revealed that the pyramids were built using advanced structures, structures, techniques that even modern civilization has a difficulty keeping up with. The pyramids also contained amazing astronomical and mathematical knowledge that is hard to believe ancient people knew. That's why it is considered one of the seven wonders. Even modern science cannot solve this mystery. The oldest surviving record of the pyramids is in the work of history by the Greek historian Herodotus. In 440 BCE, he wrote in his book that he heard from the Egyptian priest. This record has passed down to this day. He said the Great Pyramid was constructed between 2600 and 2500 BC. However, in the course of the much research since then, other opinions have emerged about when the pyramids were built. For example, John Anthony West, an American scientist, claimed that there was an extremely well-developed civilization near the Nile in 10,000 BC or earlier. And he also claimed that the Great Pyramids and the Sphinx were the fruits of this civilization. The Sphinx has a clear trace of the erosion by water. It's told that the rain which could leave such a trace must have come in 11,000 to 10,000 BC. Therefore, it concludes an idea that the Sphinx and the Great Pyramids must have been built much earlier than proposed. Since this idea is supported by the relatively strong evidences, many geologists agree with it. Besides, there's evidence that the Great Pyramids was not built by the Egyptians. Looking at the tombs and the buildings excavated in Egypt, we can see that Egyptians had a habit of recording even the smallest detail of their daily lives in the form of murals or writings. If this were truly the tomb of the Egyptian king, it would have left behind the drawings or texts about the kings and his deeds. But there are no such murals in the Great Pyramids. Moreover, there's no mummy or relics at all. It's completely empty. There was found only a coffin, which was empty inside. Some people say that grave robbers took what was in the pyramids, but the idea that majority agrees with it, there was originally nothing in it. Let me tell you three things of the Great Pyramids that people wonder about. Listen to me and ask yourself whether the Great Pyramids was truly built by the ancient Egyptians. The first thing is the construction technique. The Great Pyramid consists of an estimated 2.3 million limestone blocks, many of which weighed roughly 2.5 tons. This means that 2.3 million of these huge stones, each weighing 2.5 tons, were used. It may not seem like much when you look at them, but it's completely different when you look at them up close. Each stone weighs 2.5 tons. Such as huge stones were precisely cut and they were fit together very closely and precisely. At the time when metal tools such as iron and bronze had not been invented, what tools did the people use to make such a precise cuts? Additionally, the Great Pyramid has two small passages that appear to be ventilation shafts, one on each of the north and the south wall. These passages were not drilled after the pyramid was built. They were rather built while the stones were being raised. It requires very sophisticated techniques. Also, in the place called the King's Chamber, there's something like a stone coffin. It's larger than the entrance to the chamber. So it appears to have been placed there before the stones were piled up. It means that someone calculated all things with a great precision before it was built. The great pyramid is 147 meters high. How could they lift such a heavy stones up to this height and place them precisely? Even if we humans estimate it was 4,600 years ago, that's not right. Of course, it was much earlier than that. But how could they have cut those huge stones and piled them up that high? How did they pull those heavy stones up to this height and stack them up so accurately? This is also a mystery. According to the construction experts, the length of the construction ramp must be 10 to 1 to allow the human strength to lift the stone. That means for the Great Pyramid's height of the 147 meters, the length of the ramp should be 1,470 meters. You see that kind of a picture to support that theory. This means that you can lift and stack stones as if they were in the pictures. Its size is three times that of the main pyramids. Considering that each stone that forms the pyramid weighs 2.5 tons, the ramp must also be equally strong. The ramp can lift a 2.5 ton stone. In some ways, building a ramp may be a bigger undertaking than building a pyramid. Scientists said that thousands of slaves built a great pyramid for over several decades. However, there are many aspects that cannot be explained simply by the lot of rubber and the long hours. For example, the slope of the Great Pyramid is an angle of the 51.5 degrees. It's very close to the most stable angle for the structure, which is an angle of the 52 degrees. In other words, the Great Pyramid was constructed based on the precise measurement and the calculation. Moreover, the Great Pyramid was designed to equally split its weight. That's why it didn't collapse up even after such a long period of time. The Great Pyramid is calculated to weigh more than 6 million tons. Considering this enormous weight, it would be natural to see serious subsidence under the surface of the ground. It's said that even today's large buildings built with modern technology usually sink about 15 centimeters per 100 years. The Great Pyramid, however, was built many thousands of years ago, but it has sunk only 5 millimeters. You can see how amazing techniques were used to build the Great Pyramids. Now the four baselines of the Great Pyramids almost precisely indicate a north, south, east, and the west. How could ancient people have precisely measured the directions? Additionally, the surface of the Great Pyramids was originally covered with a highly polished white limestone. So he said that when sunlight was reflected on this pyramid, the light could be seen from quite a distance, even from the moon. It's a wonder that such excellent processing technology existed in the ancient times. All these facts so far tell us that the pyramids were built using the high advanced construction techniques. One interesting fact, however, is that the pyramids built later were far inferior to the Great Pyramids in terms of size and technology. In fact, it should be better, but it's far behind, and there's no comparison. Human civilizations has developed over time. However, the pyramids construction technology of earlier ones was better than that of the later ones. Next, I will tell you about the mathematical knowledge contained in pyramids. An American scholar named Flanagan said the Great Pyramids embodies mathematical formulas that were unknown 400 years ago. I've dissected the pyramids mathematically. It's like a coded structure. The more I analyze it, the more I learn things that I did not know before. The Great Pyramids embody the complete modern mathematics. The pyramids, which was said that they were built 4,600 years ago, already has modern mathematics applied to it. All the technologies of the mathematics and geometry can now be explained within modern technology. We just began to understand the astounding measurement and the mathematics behind it. He tells us how outstanding the mathematics knowledge was that construction of the Great Pyramids was based on. The Great Pyramids has the shape of the regular four-sided pyramids. The baseline to the east is 230.39 meters long. To the west, 230.35 meters long. To the south, 230.45 meters long. And to the north, 230.25 meters long. The difference between the longest and the shortest is just 20 centimeters. It's only 1.09% to the average length of the four bases line. Its base is almost a perfect square. It's 9 meters higher in the center. It was built on a sloping area. There's a proportion between the height and the length of the sum of four base lines. The height is 146.73 meters, and the sum of the lengths of the four base lines is 921.44 meters. If you multiply its height by the 2 and then by 3.14, it closely approximated the length of the sum of the four base lines. When you want to find the circumference of the circle, you multiply its radius by 2 and then by pi. If you substitute the radius with the height of the Great Pyramids, the calculation yield to approximate length of the sum of its four base line. Mathematicians in 300 BC, Archimedes is known to be the first man who calculated pi. However, this pi was used in the Great Pyramids much earlier than Archimedes. Do you think it's a coincidence? Many other proportions are found in the Great Pyramids, which are known to be most stable mathematically. Mathematically, there are many evidences that the Great Pyramids was built using the mathematical knowledge which were found by the later generation of thousands of years later. Therefore, we can see how great knowledge those who built great pyramids had. Dear brothers and sisters, let me tell you astronomical knowledge contained in the pyramids of Giza. As the scientists studied them, they found another amazing fact. The three pyramids share some similarities with the constellations of Orion. As you take a look at them, you can find that the third one is the smaller than the other one. Please look at this again. Look at this one again. Similarly, in the Orion, the third star is considerably dimmer than the other two. In addition, the third star is slightly out of the straight line that the other two make. Orion, that constellation, is often seen in the sky, especially in the summer sky, right? You can see it. Some astronomers have speculated that pyramids may have been built when these stars were directly overhead. Based on these assumptions, it was calculated that the pyramids were constructed 10,450 BC. In that period of time, the Milky Way in the sky was almost overlapping the Nile River, which flowed near the pyramids. Previously, the scholars claimed that the pyramids was built at least 10,000 years ago based on the erosion of the Sphinx, and that this is similar to that time. It supports that the hypothesis that the pyramids were built not in 2,500 BC, but it was at least 10,000 BC. So far, I explained the three aspects of the Great Pyramids that people wonder about. Amazing knowledge and the technology that ancient people could not have known were already contained within these pyramids. Some construction techniques are far more advanced than techniques of today. The more people study the Great Pyramids, the more astounding it becomes. Now, who could have such amazing knowledge and the techniques in the ancient days? It was Adam. Then how could he possibly become wise like this? God gave all the knowledge and the wisdom to the first man, Adam. That's why God told him to the rule, govern, and the subdue. He also told him to name everything. How smart must he have been? There's evidence that Adam came down to the UFO and built things like this. There's evidence that he did it. There are some data and the information. So Adam came to the earth flying on the UFO. The British government released 35 classified UFO witness reports and research papers which have been kept confidential. The 35 documents released this time total 8,500 pages and include photographs, drawings, and descriptions of UFOs submitted by the witnesses, correspondence between the Department of the Defense and the UFO debates in the Senate. I'd like to introduce one of them which may be related to this Genesis lecture. The Joseon Ilbo marked for a picture of the UFO submitted by the farmer in 1998 is too detailed to consider it an imaginary picture. A bowl-shaped aircraft, which was 12 meters high, was found in a cornfield, Oxfordshire. It floated over the ground and left a circling symbol on the ground. On its surface were many shiny lights and the symbol of Inca. Ink, which the presented the life in ancient Rome. Now, scientists cannot even imagine that the extincts of the second heaven were Eden, so this phenomena are still an unsolved mystery to them. If the picture were drawn like this, it would be so huge that it would be impossible to see it within the naked eye. And if you look at it from the airplane, you can see the whole things. To draw it like that, it would take a lot of the people and a lot of the time, but these things have been created so far a few seconds. The symbol of the Ankh is often found in ancient tomb murals of Egypt. To ancient Egyptians, it was a symbol of the eternal life. Do you see the Egyptians' hieroglyphic circle? That Ankh is the same as the one drawn inside of a UFO now. This Ankh is an Egyptian's hieroglyphic that often appears in the Egyptian tombs, murals, and other works of art. Eternal life, Adam knew eternal life, so maybe he left something like that. The pyramids are structures built by the Adam and his descendants who came down from the Garden of Eden in the UFO along the Nile River in Egypt. And the ancient Egyptian civilization developed around the Nile River. It's not a coincidence that Ankh, which is found in the remains of the Egyptian civilizations, is also found in UFO, which is observed these days. God is always trying to hint to us. There's a creator God, and there's this Eden, another heaven, and he always tried to hint at this. It's written in the Bible, but people don't want to believe it. Could each of this be just a coincidence? God is trying to tell us something that is true. Next time, I will tell you how Adam built the pyramids. Let me conclude it. The reason God explained the pyramids was not only to reveal the secret of the spiritual realm, is to make people realize how wrong the worldly knowledge and the theories they know are. Isaiah chapter 55:8-9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declare the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." God the Creator is the one who does such amazing and great works that we cannot even imagine. So we should believe this. Jeremiah chapter 32:27 also says, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of the all flesh. Is anything too difficult for me?" If you can receive such a great power of God, nothing would be impossible and nothing could stop you. As you break the limited framework of the flesh thought, the Genesis lecture, you can receive the God's infinite power. and you can be greatly used by the God as His instrument. I hope that you can understand the heart and the will of God the Father in your very heart. May you all together accomplish the providence of God the Father towards all men. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centuries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness, and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer, and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.